بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمدا يوافي نعمته ويكافئ مزيده، وصلى الله على النبي الأمي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. Beloved respected listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So we're discussing Adhan and the Sunnah of repeating and giving the reply to Adhan. In Qawl and Fa'l, I explain that a person, if he hears the Adhan when the Mu'adhin says Hayya al-Salah, Hayya al-Falah, then either he should be prepared with wudu, ready for coming for Salah, or if he's not with wudu, if he's doing other worldly stuff, then he should forsake that and turn to preparing himself and turn towards Salah. In Friday, we have two adhans. And in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was only one adhan. In the time of Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the second adhan. And remember, what the four Khulafai Rashideen did in their time, this is also sunnah. Sunnah as a tariqah for the believers, and this is also certified from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is why when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wasunnati, wasunnat al-khulafa'i al-rashidin al-mahdiyin," tamassaku, yani stick to them, minnawajiz, yani with the molars, you know, if something bites, stick and you clinch. Like this, that's what the literal meaning of it, to stick to my sunnah. And sunnah literally means a tariqah, a way. This is the sunnah of so and so. We read in the Quran, sunnat Allah allati qad khalat min qabl, ya sunnat Allah wa lan tajid sunnatillahi tabdila. So they say sunnat Allah wa sunnatullah. People say the adatullah, the sunnatullah, adatullah, or some people say in Urdu in that, right? Allah's habit, Allah's sunnah, Allah's way. So literally means tariq, a way. And tariqa, this is it. So Rasulullah has from this hadith certified, he didn't say sunnati wa khulafa'i rashideen. He didn't say follow my way and then follow the khulafa'i rashideen. Meaning that my way and the khulafa are 100% followers, and all the sahabas are 100% follower of my way and the Quran. My way, the sunnah. Well, when if a person follows the sunnah, he follows the Quran. Khalas. Khulukuhu al-Quran. So if a person says, so he said, my way, and then he said sunnah. The word sunnah is therefore before Khulafa'i Rashideen, that if they have a way, this is my way too, because I've already certified in this hadith. So if Salatul Taraweeh, Ummah Hazrat Umar al-Khattab established 20, at his time, it's 20 until Qiyamah, inshallah. So this is why the four madhahib, only maybe of a call of Imam Ahmad, Imam Malik, there might be 30 or 6 or so rakats, I can't remember. But even then, all of them, even Imam Malik, even the Maliki Madhab, everybody 20 rakats. Why is it 20 rakats? Is it against the teaching of Quran and Sunnah? No. Allah will never, there will never be ishtima of the ummah upon dalala. There will never be that the whole ummah is on dalala. Just look at the two holy harams. How many rakats since years and years and years and years and years and years from the time of Umar al-Faruq until today? 20 rakats. Second adhan, look in Haramain Sharifin, Zadahumullah Sharifin. Allah protect and Allah take us. Allahumma fadil Haramain Sharifin. So we see, so the sunnah, the second adhan, the tariqah came in the time of Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So يَا يَلَّذِيَ عَمُنِذَا نُوذِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمَعَ فَاسْتَوِ لَهَ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرْوَيْهِ. Now, replying to Adhan, you see the Hanafis don't reply to the second Adhan. They'll stay quiet. In the Hanafi Madhab, when the Imam comes out to give the khutbah, and this is not khutbah, this is bayan. If somebody wants to read Quran, he could read Quran. If somebody wants to sit however, he can sit however. If he doesn't want to pay attention, that's up to him. This is a bayan. This is why my hayat, I'm sitting, I'm not standing. Right? and I could be sitting there. I could be standing here and giving the bayan, right? I'm not going to sit after a certain amount of time and then get back up. So there's a whole different hayat of that. I mean, and this is why Rasulullah of man's intelligence, an imam to tell men's intelligence, well, men, I mean the imams, intelligence is him giving a short khutbah and a longer salat. So if we read Sabbih Isma and Halata, and it's about 7 to 10 minutes salat, then the khutbah should be 5 minutes. It shouldn't be 45 minutes khutbah and then salat 10 minutes. Because that's not the intelligence, that's not the sunnah, that's not the way of Rasulullah. And that you put people into, restrict them. So the Hanafi mazhab is such that in soon as the khatib comes out, you know, last week or the other week, Ma'mun came and did something that's wrong. You're not supposed to do anything. You're not. If I need something, I'll get it. Unless I say, Ali, you did this, Ma'mun, you do this. If the imam says, pray two rakats, pray two rakats. Like Rasulullah said, pray, you haven't prayed. Understand? The Hanafi is giving reply to that narration. I have to explain to the, because if a Shafi comes in, he can pray two rakats. Maliki can probably pray two rakats because that. But the Hanafi, if he comes in the khutbah, the Arabic khutbah is going on, he'll just come like the way he's in salat. If somebody is doing wrong, he will not say to somebody, "Be quiet." Same way when the Arabic khutbah is going on, nothing. If somebody offers you atar, don't even take it. Don't even say to him, "Don't offer me atar." Don't say nothing. Just like the way you're in salah and somebody offers you out there and I'm in salah, am I going to go like this? Amen. Nobody's going to do that. So now for the Hanafis, they don't reply to the second adhan of the Jummah khutbah. Just before the Jummah khutbah. They will reply in their heart. They will not say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the imam says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will say it in their heart. So that's one thing. Now another dua that I taught you last week, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, raditu billahi rabba wa bi Muhammadin rasula wa bil Islam deena. And I told you the different of wording when you wake up in the morning and the night, raditu billahi rabba wa bil Islam deena wa bi Muhammadin rasula. With deen before Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the narration, and then this one Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam first and then deen. So I mentioned that. So this is dua, and what happens? Past sins are forgiven. There's another dua too here. Allahumma iftah falu qulubana bi zikrik wa atmim alayna bi ni'matik wa asbiq alayna min fadlik waj'alna min ibadika as-salihin. Very comprehensive dua. Now this, if somebody reads Mukhtasar al-Hizb al-Azm, those Mukhtasar is the brief one. There's a longer Hizb al-Azm by Mullah Ali Qari Rahimahullah Ali, but this is the Mukhtasar one that Sufi Ghassab compiled. Nawar Allahumma al-Qadu for people who don't have much time, and it's got all duas from Quran and Hadith. Right? All the ones from Quran and Hadith. And there are many, many different types of people you read. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's not be that if you have a book like this and you're reading, it's Quran and Hadith you're reading. If somebody, you know, so on Thursday, if you read it on Thursday, the dua is there on Thursday. Thursday, the dua is there. Allahumma iftah falu qulubana bi dhikrik wa atmim alayna. This narration is a little bit different by Mufti Shabir's son, Mufti Yusuf. Allahumma iftah falu qulubana bi dhikrik wa atmim alayna ni'mat min fadlik. وَجْعَلْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. So that's Allah مَفْتَحْ فَالُوا قُلُوبَنَا بِذِكْرِ وَأَتْمِمْ عَلَيْنَا بِنِعْمَتِكَ وَأَصْبِكَ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ فَضْلِكَ وَجْعَلْنَا مِنْ صَالِحِينَ. So Allah مَفْتَحْ فَالُوا قُلُوبَنَا بِذِكْرِكَ. Allah افتح أقفال. So our hearts are tied and our hearts are locked. Our hearts are locked. Open up the locking that's in the heart. Open it up. The hearts get locked. The hearts get blind. Right? The hearts. So this Allah مَفْتَحْ مَسَامِعَ قَلْبِي لِذِكْرِكَ. This is the dua of Rasulullah. Allahumma iftah masami'a qalbi. O Allah, make the ears, the hearing of my heart, your zikr. Allahumma iftah masami'a qalbi. The zikr. Allahumma iftah masami'a qalbi. The zikr. Right? So Allahumma iftah falu qulubana bi zikrik. O Allah, open up the heart, my heart's lockness, open it up to what? Your zikr. Watmim alayna bi ni'matik. And complete your ni'mat upon me. And what's the greatest ni'mat? And when is total completion of the ni'mat? Is when Allah says, I'm pleased with you. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Seeing Allah and Allah saying to you that I'm pleased with you. Allah is giving you Jannah, Alhamdulillah. But even greater, when Allah says, I am pleased with you, never after today I'm going to be upset with you. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. So that is إِتْمَامِ النِّعْمَةِ. Huh? So what does that mean too? You'll die with Iman, inshallah. You will die with Iman when you read this dua. And the dua is accepted because between adhan and qamat, dua is وَأَتْمِمْ عَلَيْنَا بِنِعْمَتِكَ وَأَسْبِغْ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ فَضْلِكَ. Ay Allah, and shower upon me your fadl. And what did I say? How will a person go into Jannah? Through Allah's fadl, not with his amal. Even Rasulullah ﷺ would not go with his a'mal. So we ask Allah min yasalakum min fadlik. When you come out of the masjid with your left foot, you say min fadlik. The word fadl is such a word. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءَ فضل. So Allah's fadl, Allah's rahmah, Allah's rahman, Allah's fadl is such a vast comprehension of things that we cannot understand, so great. So this is, everything is Allah's fadl. So even dying with iman and then going into Jannah, Allah's fadl. وَأَسْبِقْ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ فَضْلِكَ وَاجْعَلْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And Allah, make us from the pious servants of yours. And Allah, open our hearts for your dhikr. Allah, complete the ni'mats upon us. And Allah, shower us with your fadl. And Allah, make us from the pious. وَحِبُّ الصَّالِحِينَ وَلَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ لَعَلَّ اللَّهِ رِزُقْنِي صَلَاحًا. The poet says, I love the Salihin. I love the Salihin. The Sahabi says, Ya Rasulullah, when's the day of judgment? What have you prepared? Why are you asking this question? Rasulullah didn't say this, but in other words, the question of when's, if I say tomorrow is the day of judgment, then you know, what are you going to do? You're going to say, I will change it to the day after? You can't do anything. So if I do tell you when it is, no? What have you prepared? Are you ready to die right now? Your qiyamah as soon as you die. So are you ready? No. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what have you prepared? So his answer was so full of ikhlas and so beautiful that I don't have much, but what do I have really strong is Allah's love and Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam's love. So you will, Allah have Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam's love in me. So to love the pious, and the leader of all the pious is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sahaba, tabi'in, tabi' tabi'in, muhaddithin, fuqaha. So Allah make us from them. So this is another dua. Allah muftakhfa la qulubana bi zikrik wa atmi' alayna bi ni'mati wa asbiq alayna fadli wa nusalli. Another some masail of adhan, like today Brother Yasser was asking me, if a person gives adhan, he's ameen. So when you see the time, you look at the timetable, and whatever the timetable is, you can give adhan. Understand? So as soon as the time starts, you can give adhan for any salah. But usually in Masjid 10-15, there's no Imam Muta'ayyan here. I mean, Mu'azzin Muta'ayyan. First 5 years, 6 years, I used to give adhan. Sometimes five salats, I used to give adhan. I used to give adhan, iqama, and do imamat. Many times, Zuhar and Asr, I used to give adhan, iqama, when I first started imamat. There was nobody. So when, and then the masla, very important masla from hadith, the person who gives adhan, he should give iqama, he has the right to fight with the person who gives iqama if he didn't take permission from him. The one who gives adhan, he has the rights to give iqama, he has the rights to fight with the person who does not take permission from him. So if the person went like this, he said, you could give it, yeah, he told you before, you have permission, no problem. Without permission, a person, we're all waiting and the muazzin is not here, so then the permission is automatic. Then the imam will say, give. Because the imam has the greatest authority in saying. So imam will say to somebody, give, because he's gone to the washroom and people are waiting and they're all standing. And the imam is on the musalla. But when, remember that musalla, it's very important. Before there used to be issues on that. And I always used to mention that when a person who gives adhan, he has the right to give iqama. Unless you take permission from him, unless he got busy with something and he did not come, and the time's up and the imam said to somebody, start. Then that's a different thing. So remember that too. Allah enable us to give adhan, iqama in the sunnah. Allah enable us to read these duas. Allahumma iftah falu qulubana bi zikrik, wa atmim alayna bi ni'matik, wa asbiq alayna min fadlik, waj'alna min ibadika salihin.